Kum Len and a black Gemara. We're up to Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, two dots. Gufa, let us analyze the last thing we learned. Amaz Idiom Rab Chanina. Idi said the name of Rab Chanina. What did he say? He said, Dam Shebishvoi, blood that was cooked. Is Einu Oivet Olav, if you ate blood that was cooked, whether it's chulin or whether it's kachin, once blood is cooked, it's no longer original blood, is no longer there, it's no longer the blood qualified for sprinkling on for carbon, nor are you Oivim HaTeira for eating blood. Because it's not, because the Teira that asked someone to eat blood is only blood that is suitable for kapara. And by dam kachin, once you cooked, it's no longer Rola kapara, and therefore it's no longer blood. And why isn't it? Because cooking is changes its metzias, and that's why salting it also meliach harei kerseach. We learned yesterday. Says Gemara Guva Mechil Rebbe Yossi Rava Satya Bekamal Hashmaita. He said over this sugya. Eisra Abaya Abaya asked Rava a question. It says in the Braise Hikvets Adam, with the blood got congealed, so it became thick. Va'ochloi, and you ate it. Oishehim chesachele, where you took fats and you melted it down and turned it into liquid. V'gamoy, and you swallowed it. Chayiv, in both these cases, you're chayiv. So what is it clearly here? That if the blood became hard, how did the blood come thick and through cooking? And yet it says it, you're chayiv. So if you're chayiv, you just had a minute ago down, shabishle, you pot, like kasha. Depends what the cause is of this congealing. Kan shehikve beur. If it was congealed through fire, that's called cooking, and you're no longer chayiv. And kan shehikve bechamun. Here became what? Became thick through the sun, and became thick through the sun. Over there, it does not change the metzias. We'll see in a minute why not. And if you ate the blood, you are chayiv. What's the difference? At the end of the day, they're both congealed. Beur loy hadar bechama hadar. Now what? In the fire, if it got cooked in the fire, it'll never be the same state again. If it got cooked through sun, it cools down, it'll come right back to its original state. Says the Gemara.
Scrambled
the
egg in the sun, you
weren't
manually
unscrambled it. It's egg, it's in my blood. Becham nami lema hovit chit chit chit. Okay, you're right. So what, you tell me that in 10 minutes when the sun goes away, you can bring it back to its original state. But right now, it's no longer in the state. Right now, if you wanted to spray the blood, it wouldn't work. So therefore, my nafkamina, so why are you chayiv for this blood if you eat it right now in this current state? And in fact, Rabbi Yechon, asking Rabbi Yechon a question, dam shekodesh v'ochel ma'u, what about blood that was you know, solidified? What is it? And you ate it, what's it did? Omalei, and he said to him, hoi v'nitcha yitcha. He said, even now, if it went back to its current form, it went back to its original form, that it was blood, flowing blood, it doesn't matter. Since it was nitche, once it loses the status of being blood, because you congealed, then it loses completely. And right now, the mother thinks there's no difference between, and there are plenty of people who eat blood.
Yeah. In England, you know,
he was just telling us yesterday that they have blood hot dogs in Russia.
You know, Yorkshire pudding.
Blood sausages. Right. They make sausages out of blood.
Yeah.
That's right. People eat blood. The liver is really blood. You know, what's the liver?
That's why you have to burn it on fire.
And you have to eat on Shabbat. Hack the liver.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
The blood's out of it.
Most of it. Not all of it.
That's why you
still see the red.
Yeah. What does the Gemara say about why don't you eat chazer? Because it's foul.
The Torah says chazak, yeah.
You say blood's disgusting, and therefore whoever would eat it.
You see also shrotzim.
Don't mean it that way. Don't
people eat creepy crawlies too, you know?
Right, and now they're talking about how much protein there is available in creepy crawlies.
Lovely.
I lived in Venezuela, in Caracas. They all eat it, roaches and all that.
You never had chocolate covered ants?
That was a delicacy for a while.
Okay, he said, so Rabbi Yechiel said that in Lechayit, he's saying, even if it's heated up in the sun, once it was nitche, nitche. Ishtik, Rava didn't know what to answer. This is an amazing Gemara. We had this a few times already here. That Rava says something, Abai asks him a question, Rava is stumped, and Abai is the one who answers it for him. And then Rava comes along and says, Abai, your answer is not good enough.
So he puts so his own
shit it all changed. In other words, it just shows you how they learn the Shem Shemayim, not in any way. Exactly. Amalei. So Abai says to Rava, you know what? I have an answer for you. I asked you a question, but I have an answer for you. Dilma, maybe, Abai says that maybe. Vaday kan bechatzas chetzoni kan bechatzas apnimi. Remember the rule of dam is that if it's not rov lekapora, there's no iser of dam. So he said, and by chaylev we said over here the way Rashi learns is that we the Rabbi still agrees the chilul between dam chama and dam ur, and dam ur, but dam chama because it goes back to his original state. So he's saying even dam chama, there's two kinds of kabbonis. You're asking me a question. Yidche, yidche. It was some of them were never nidche. Dam of a chatas chetzenis was never nidche because if you dhaka had solid blood, you can use it for chatas chetzenis. So therefore, it's not a problem. But a chatas primis, you can never use solid blood. So therefore, there is hell yidche yidche. Now, what do you mean? Why should be able to use solid blood in the chatas? He explains. So Rabbi then comes along and says, Abai, you're right. You just reminded me. There's a difference. So Rabbi now is piping in and saying, Abai, thank you for defending me. You're right. Damar Rav Chisda, dam shekodesh bechatois, blood that solidified, va'ochla you ate it, chayiv. If it's a carbon chatos, you ate it, you're chayiv because it's mama's blood. Why v'lokach v'nosan amarachmana? The Torah says you should take from the blood of the chatos in your finger v'nosan. Nosan means place, even a solid you can place. So therefore, it's a good kapara on your chayiv. The high balakichu the sinuhu, even though solidified, it congealed, you can still use it. The chatas apnimi is vachle potter, but if you solidify the chatas apnimi, you potter. Why? Because the chatas apnimi says v'tava, you should dip your finger in the blood. V'hizi spray. That's exactly looking for him. The high lab batfila zohu. Now you're allowed to, but Rabban still lost
it. I understand, yeah. But I'm saying fundamentally means it changes in tzir, it's no longer blood. That's why you're
And how do we know that? From kapora. We don't. The Easter of Dam, we learn from kapora.
I know, but in this instance, it's not doing blood. I understand the difference.
What do you mean it's doing blood?
In other words, it's not blood anymore. Once it congeals.
So we're saying blood. No. So we're saying that the Tater, by saying with no sound, the Tater is saying, for me, this is still close to the blood. That's what Tater is saying. It's not a shame. It's not a legal change. You change the Metzias, but not. Physically, whether from a liquid or solid, but
how long? Why not? Carbon, the nosa, which I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
That means in the previous case, when it gives it, he's trying to say that once you can eat it, why are you part in the previous case from eating it?
We changed now. Bayer came along and changed, and he says it was never nitch in the first place.
How do you reconcile this with the standalone halacha that if someone eats dry blood, they're part of?
If the standard halacha you need dry blood is potter, so which they were saying you're potter only if it's cooked by fire. Now we're talking about cooked by sun. We're talking about cooked by sun here, not cooked by fire.
No,
cooked by fire you're not allowed to eat. Cooked by fire you're allowed to eat. Cooked by sun you're not allowed to. Cooked by fire you're allowed to eat because it changes the seeds. We're learning now Rashi. Other Rishonim argue with Rashi. Other Shem was a chilek. At this stage, was a chilek of son of fire. We're talking now about its changing composition. But the way Rashi learned the whole Gemara is we're following Rabbi is following the Rava's path. We're not talking about cooked by fire because it is a different muhus. The sun's muhus never really changed. The fact that even while it changed solid, you know that it can come back to its original form means that behelim or potential it can go back. That's why it's not a real change of muhus. So he asked the question, but the fact is right now itchi. So we're saying it's not itchi because this is. So we're talking now only in the sun. Heated in the sun. When we say that you can use it for a carbon kapara, it's only if it's heated in the sun, not if it's heated by fire. Then comes along Rav and says, "No, Abaye, thank you very much. You're mine, Chizda, but you know it's not going to work for me." Rav Abba Jidemar, I feel because I argue with Chizda, I hold that even chatos apnimi is if it can heat up to the sun, you are still chayiv. Hoyel connect the Rabbi Chatos chatzenis, even though that in the inner mizbech is not suitable, but since. We're talking about the way Rashi learns the whole Gemara is a continuation of the chiluk that Rava made between dam in the sun or dam in the moon. You learn like the Rashi, or the other Rishonim who learn that everything changed now. There's no different sun, moon. Sun or fire. But we'll learn like Rashi that this is only sun.
Sun yeah. Means naturally. It hardens. You left it out.
The point of the sun is that it can go back to its original state. Once you cook something, you can never go back to its original state. That's the point. That's
saying blood the sun naturally. Yeah. You can melt it again. You can melt it again.
Only if it's
no. Saying if it's cooked on fire.
You fire your potter, not the sun. We're talking about the sun. Yeah. I'm sure. Look in the notes. They'll tell you something. Sorry.
If you say you can take congealed blood.
Because only the sun thing and that heat. I say also because the rabbanon we don't want it to happen.
But also
next time,
but all the korbanos it says v'hizo, you have to do spritz it. It has to be liquid.
No. But we're saying even nasan, all chatoyes chatoyes can be done with a nasan. All korbanos chatoyes can be done.
But apart from chatoyes,
look at Rashi kam bechad chatoyes. So you're having a problem here. Rashi says hadik tani hikves adam bechama v'achol chayiv. Only chama. Okay, it's only chama, not ur. Okay. Talking about right, going to following Rava's footsteps, that doesn't have to be exactly that. Omar Rav Papa, hich dam chamoir, dam from automatic animals, a bchalot shayach to mizbeach, because the family of dam in the chatoyis chetzonius, in the sun, can come back to its original state. It's treated, and therefore it's treated like dam. Is treated like dam, is a dam chamoy shekodesh v'ochel chayiv. Why? Hoyel connect the roh b'chatoy d'chatzonius, because it's roh b'chatoy d'chatzonius. No, but he's taking a step further. As long as it has some similarity, even though the etzim, the behemoth may, but also the behemoth may, it doesn't matter.
Is he even mitzad achilas?
Yeah, you are. The behemoth may, you don't get chorus. The dam, you get chorus. He's saying you don't get chorus. Over here, sorry, but if it's through the sun, you will. Dam, when it comes to blood, bein lach ben yavish, whether it's dry, a dry cake, moist, or it's a dry cake, chaitzitz, it's a chatzitzer, if you go to mikveh, and you have blood on you, it's a chatzitzer regarding mikveh. Makes us a question, says, dam, the blood of the ink, vash honey, a chol of milk, yavish, and dry, chaitzin, but lachin ain't a chaitzin, and you just said that even lach, it's chaitzitz, like kasha. Hodder, so if it's still wild, it's not fully dry yet, that it started drying, so therefore it's very sticky and everything else. Hodder, like sadir, it does not get attached.
So it'll wash off.
It says in the pasuk that we had in the pasuk yesterday, chokarben min chascha b'melech timlach. With salt, you should salt. So we learn from chokarben, not eitzim and not dam. Timlach l'mayasa. What is it? Timlach. Every word in the pasuk we learn the Russian from. We learn from timlach. Leitan. We learn b'melech. You should put it in salt. How much salt should you put it? So Yochel, I would have thought you should be boineo. What sort of that means? Tamalei b'timlach. What is going on with him? Eat timlach Yochel b'mei melech in salt water, a brine. Tamalei b'melech salt mamish. Loi sajbis melech. Then it says you shouldn't destroy the melech because the brine debish the havi melech bring salt. She'ainu sheves never rests. What salt that never rests? Beizazu melech's daimis. Melech's daimis is salt that comes from the sea. And the sea never rests. And the sea hits the walls of a cavern. And then the water goes away, recedes. Against the wall, you'll have salt. That's melech's daimis. Melech's daimis from the sea, and it's powder salt. I don't know if you have no breda, you can't find melech's daimis. You'll bring melech's daimis. Melech's daimis are mine salt in large clusters, large pieces. Tamleima sakriv, anything. Takriv kosher, any kind of salt. Takriv mikol mokar, I don't care where it comes from. I don't care if it comes from Chutz La'aretz or Yisrael. Takriv afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos you're allowed to salt these things. And unfortunately, we have a problem with it. Why would you think you cannot salt? Like you need to tell me you can salt.
It's a form of cooking, no?
But if part of the avodah, everything, if you're allowed to shech, you're allowed to do everything else. Yeah, what solves the problem? So someone say salting is like a secondary avodah. You have the prime avodahs, and then you have this like a secondary avodah. But then other ask you questions. And what iser exactly are you doing? Why would you think it's usr? What iser are you doing? So usr, because we're going to learn something. You put a lot of salt, and by putting a lot of salt, it looks like you're being avid. You're tanning. Saki, I feel even betumah, you're allowed to my tivanei. What do you mean? You would have thought tivanei. So we have different extremes in the pshat. Omer Rabbi Barulah Gama Yochel, I would have thought Yizboinu Kitevin, you should build it up like straw betit, the straw that you pile into tit, you put a lot. We would have thought you have to put a ton of salt on top of the mincha. Omer Rabbi Yochel, if so, the wording is wrong. Instead of a tevenenu, which you want to say tevin, she says Yizboinenu, which means tevin. Or Yitbelenu. Elo Rabbi Yochel, I would have thought Yasir Kibinyan, Yizboinu means a binyan. I would have thought you have to take one layer of salt, tap another layer of salt. Omer Rabbi Yochel, Yibboinu Rabbi, should have said Yibboinu, which is the more correct word for binyan, or Yivnenu. Elam Rav Yochel thought Tivoneu. What do you mean, my Tivoneu? Omer Ravashi Yochel Yitn by Tam Kibina. How much understanding does a person need to have before he can say he's a mensch? A little bit. As long as you have a little bit of seichel, you're already a mensch. So maybe I would have thought, how much salt you put in you Abaye and Rabbi Abdullah thought you had to put a ton in. Rav's Pufaket. We would have thought Ravashi Rav. We would have thought Pufaket. Put a drop in is enough. You know, just a symbolic amount. It has to be proper. Kate said, what's proper salt? Not an abundant amount, not too little. Maybe you bring the limb, place on the salt, turn it over, put salt again on my layer. Put salt on both sides, you coat it one layer, and that's it. And then you put it on the mezbech. You want to buy you the chemic data. That's how you salt flesh at home as well. The exact same thing. That salt that's on top of the limb, moyel in boy, that if you use it for your own purpose of use, you're moyel, you're stealing. But shalgabe akevish, salt that you put on the ramp. They used to salt the limbs on the ramp, and you salted the limbs on the ramp, and then you have leftover salt that's sprinkled, exactly. The salt that's sprinkled on the side, the shoroshes beach, or on top of the mezbeach, they used to salt things as well. We'll soon see. A, and the kremitz of the mincha, they used to salt on top of the mezbeach. That's what I said before yesterday. Hakanozor even enter the. It's a moiling boy. There's no meal over there. Why? Because you can't use it for anything else. Woman of Master Mike Kotter, what posse we're learning from? It says in the posse, he craft them leaf in the Hashem. He should bring it up before Hashem. Then, he shlicho hakainim alayim mela. They should throw salt on it. Behelo oisem oilel Hashem. And they should bring that oile to Hashem. But we see that once the salt is on it, together they're called an oile. What does that mean? That the salt is part of the carbon. So we see from here that the salt that's on top of the animal and the Ava is mamish part of the carbon. So just like the carbon, you moil till you burn it through and through. Same thing by the salt, you moil till you burn it through and through. So only salt that's a part of carbon is what's sitting on the salt itself. Kind of how we learned in the Mishnah, al hamelech on the salt, v'ala etzim on the wood. What do we learn now from the pasuk that al hamelech, al etzim, she akoinim le'oisim behen? We said here that the seven things that the bezin makes at tonight that you're allowed to use them, and one of them is you're allowed to use the salt and you're allowed to use the wood. Now watch, akoinim le'oisim. Akoinim can use it for their own personal benefit. Amashmul, loishana, what do you mean own benefit? They should salt le kabanam, they can salt their own minchas, they bring it or oiler, that they can use that salt. Avalachila, loy. But if they want to eat the balance of the carbon that they can eat, they cannot use the salt from the base of Migdash. For example, they get parts of the carbon. They cannot use it for their own base of Migdash. Yeah, their own benefit. Shabbos. That they for their, if they bringing a carbon mincha or something that they don't eat, it goes all on mizbeach, mincha gets burnt, they can use the salt from the base of Mikdash. We'll soon see in a minute what the otherwise is. That's what we're going to talk about. We thought right now, what do you mean the kabbanim? They can use the salt for kabbanim. Limloyach kabbanim. That means that they can salt their kabbanis from the salt of the base of Migdash.
It's their personal carbon.
And lechol lachil is kachim. And what does it mean, lechol? That we don't allow them, we disallow them. If they want to eat the parts of the kachim that they're allowed to eat for themselves, they're not allowed to use the salt. I don't understand. Hashtod limloyach oidus kachim madach to salt the hide of kachim. Yahavinan will give them the salt, as we'll soon see. Lachilas kachil avinan for them to eat, which is a mitzvah. Ochlo oisah shechubabem is a mitzvah to kain to eat. That you can't use the salt. What would you think? The Tanya we learned. How do we know that? The Tanya we learned in Tzahas Atoim, it comes out. Bishloisha mekaimis in three areas. Hamelech and the Sunnah. There were three places where there was salt placed. Belishkas Hamelech, they had salt, obviously, in the chamber of the salt. Bagabe akevish, they placed salt on the ramp to put on the limbs as they went up. Over and on top of the mizbeach where they did the kmitzah, they sold the kmitzah. Why did they have to have salt in the chamber of salt? What was that all about? That's where they salted the hides of kachim. What does he claim from here? They used the salt from the base of Migdash for their own personal hide. See, allowed to use the salt of the base of Migdash hide, and they cannot use the salt for the balance of the carbon that they can eat, which is a mitzah. Al Gabi Akevish, why did they salt on top of the ramp? Shisham Molchim, they had a pile of salt sitting right on the ramp. Shisham Molchim Esayvorim, that's where they used to salt the limbs. And right before they brought on the Mizbech. And Bereshim Mizbech, what did they salt on top of the Mizbech? Shisham Molchim HaKaimitz, that's where they salted the Kaimitz, the scoopful of Halavoyne, the incense, Bakhtaitis, Uminchas Kainim, the Kainim, they brought their own Mincha, Uminchas Kaimashay, the Chavisin that he brought, and Minchas Nesachim, the Oilus Oif. So, Luchedo, you need to tell me that a kohen can use salt. That doesn't make sense. Ella, my korbanos, so without touching differently. What do you mean, the korbanos? It means lachilas korbanos, to eat the carbon themselves. You're allowed to salt, even for their own part of the carbon, they're allowed to salt. Who was made lachila with shayla, but not lachila? Lachila the chulin. You're not allowed to use the kachim salt to eat chulin. Freddy Gemara, chulin, pshita, my boy, hasan. You tell me chulin, how did it get in the basement in the first place? They're eating the base of meat, you tell me now you use the salt base of meat, on chulin. What's chulin doing here? Even though we learned, it says that yoichlu, that it says in the pasuk that they should eat it. She yoichlu imar. We learn from this. She yoichlu imar chulin v'trumah. We learn from there that when the carbon, when a kohen eats a carbon, not just a carbon pesach, but any carbon, we don't want them to be hungry. We want lemoshcha behem. Remember, we want they should be like royalty. And royalty, they don't starve from meal to meal. They're hungry. They just eat something. So if you're starving and you eat ferociously, it doesn't look right. You look at the basic, you're not feeding you properly. So therefore, you have to eat on a half full stomach. But if you're not, you tack on, what do you do? Go eat truma, go eat chulin, and then come inside the Beis HaMikdash and we'll eat the mincha. That's right. So we're telling you, eat truma and chulin, so when you eat the mincha, you're full. And the chiddush is that with this chulin and truma, the chulin is not in the Beis HaMikdash outside, but we would have thought you're allowed to take the salt from the Beis HaMikdash and salt the chulin outside, because why are you eating the chulin? It's the carbon, so maybe it's like an ancillary to the carbon, maybe it has a din of a carbon. Yeah, exactly. We're not going to allow you to use salt of kachim. That's what it means.
So when you say on the melach of our 18, yeah. So now we've dealt with the melach and it's working out what is it that they can use. What about the 18 part? What's the use of the 18? What do you want the 18 to do? Is it the same thing?
When he said Leishan, he was talking about the melach, not the 18. He was talking about the melach. And we'll soon see. It makes sense. The Isak to salt the carbons itself is the time. The only reason is the Asni Bezin. It seems to me the only reason why they're allowed to use the salt for the carbon part, the way you originally learned, they're talking about the carbon because Bezin made it tonight. Hold the Asni Bezin loy. You would have thought that if a kohen brings a private carbon, he's allowed to use a salt. But the part that he wants to eat for himself, he cannot use a salt. Why do you need a puzzle to tell me that a kohen, when he brings a private carbon, he's allowed to use a salt? A Yisrael brings a carbon to the base of Mikdash, he doesn't have to bring salt because they take it out of the public purse. So why, when a kohen, why is he worse than Yisrael? That when he brings a private carbon, we would have thought that he needs to salt it, that he needs a puzzle. Why? Klepnish. So therefore, your noob shot now, we're not talking about the carbon part. We're talking about the part that he's eating, personally. He's allowed to use the salt, but not the chulin that he's outside in order to eat the thing half full.
Does it take salt
off
the cabbage or does it take salt from
the cabbage? All three are the public purse. It depends on what he's doing. The activities that are meant to be on the cabbage, you're taking the salt from the cabbage.
Isn't there an Indian that
activities
once,
on the bed,
once something is Ola?
It's communal.
The salt that you're eating, your food,
oh, you're talking about your food itself, from the cat, yeah.
He's chalik of the carbon.
From the lishcha. You wouldn't take it from, yeah.
Something is oil on the mizbeach, on the kibbeh, you can't take it down.
That's right. He's talking about the part that you never put it in the first place. Hashtal Yisrael Yavin L'Koyin L'Yavin. The Tanya, we learned, Yachla B'n Chodoyim, L'Alai Mincha Yavim Abba Tebeji, before he brings salt from home. Kedera Shem, maybe it's going to be, say, Levoni had to bring from home. I would have thought salt as well. But Dinu, Nemar Hevi Mincha, it says bring Mincha Behevi Mel salt. But Nemar Hevi Mincha Behevi Levoina. It says bring Melech and bring Levoina. Ma Levoina to the base. And just like Levoina, we, if at the end of the day, you got to bring from home. Maybe Af Melech to the base, you got to bring from your home. Or Klacha, there's maybe learn this way. Nemar Hevi Mincha, it says bring the Mincha Behevi Mel bring salt. But Nemar Hevi Mincha Behevi to bring wood. My Eitzim Mishal Tzibah, when it comes to wood, it's communal. Af Melech, I would have thought maybe salt also is communal. Which way should I learn? Need a limidaima, so which way should you go? You bring salt from home like Levina, or you bring a communal like the wood. Something which is common all kabanas. All kabanas need wood. All kabanas need salt. But not all kabanas need Levina. Don't bring me from Levina, which is not. There's another way of looking at it. Levina and Mircha Mamish, one and the same. And yet, Levina, which I bring from home, salt also becomes one and the same. So maybe Eitzim always stands apart from the carbon. So Lecheda, salt is more similar to Levina, the relationship to the carbon, than the wood is.
So all of these
go back and forth. Which is the final way which you learn?
They're all arriving at the same conclusion.
No, it isn't. Then it's a totally different conclusion. Salt you got to bring from home. Then salt is similar to Levina. If salt is similar to Levina, Levina you got to bring from home. Then salt you bring from home. Don't use a communal salt. Which way should we go? Tamar Leimer, therefore it says the Pasik. Bris Melach Olam Hu. It's a Bris Melach Olam that teaches you that what? That this is something, all kabbanis that is, are the same with salt, and you bring it, that this is the bond that I make with you, by Karagan and kabbanis, that the melech comes from the Eibishter. Well, how do we know that? Because here it says bris, and later on it says that you bring a carbon on Shabbos, it says, Eish b'nei Yisrael bris oilam, ma lahal mishal tzibah, this carbon tzibah you bring on Shabbos is from the communal, avka mishal tzibah. So clearly salt is Michel Tzibur, just like 80. Yeah, so therefore, if a salt is a Tzibur, why need a Pusik to allow me to coin him to use salt in their own carbon? Obviously, the pshat is like you change your mind. Of course, the chiddush is that the pasuk tells you that the koyin part of the carbon, which is that goes ends up in himself, you can use the communal salt, but not for the chulin outside that you're eating in order to get full. On the Mordechai Rashi, that's your horai, it's not shvach horai. You know why? Hachi kamer shivir avidi lo nitzchah leben buchri. No, maybe it's time to come and tell you that a koyin is allowed to use salt for his private carbon, even on the carbon part. I Yisrael can. Why would you think a koyin can't? Because Yisrael paid for it. He pays membership dues. He pays his machs the shekel. A kohen doesn't pay any membership dues, so why is he entitled to anything? We would have thought that he's not entitled. Kabashon, that a kohen is also entitled. His name we learned. Hey, Ben Buchri, Ben Buchri, testify by Yavna, Yavna. Kol kohen sheshoikol Ben Buchri said that any kohen sheshoikol ain't a chayt. If a kohen decides to donate voluntarily, yeah. Who decides to give the machzor shekel, he's a good guy, he doesn't have to, but he's alright. Or if Zaki Loi, no. Forget. Why should a coin be disqualified, maybe different than anybody else? Everyone has to pay membership dues. Even if you're on the staff, you have to pay membership dues. Everyone has to pay membership dues. And therefore, if they don't give shkolim, they're a sinner. You know, he's saying is that they're allowed to. We would have thought they're not allowed to. We'll see in a minute, because in fact, there's a problem here. So he says, no, ain't a chayte. It sounds like it's not a great thing that he does do. It's not like, you know, tavel of brocha if he does it. Sound like, okay. What's the story? What do you call it? Rashi says here that Rabbi Yechim Mezaki learns the word zeh. It says over there, Zeh Yitnu Zeh Gematria 12, that means the Shevi Levi always has to give. So that's how he knows that all 12 have to give. The Koinim, Rabbi Yechim Bezak said, of course Koinim have to give. The problem is Koinim, they don't have to give. They dash and it says, this is what they convince themselves. And they're wrong. It says, V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tiyah. What is it? A Yisrael's Mincha, you do a kmitza on the Mizbech, and the balance is eaten by the Koyin. A Koyin's Mincha Kula Kol. The entire thing is burned on the Mizbech. There's no kmitza by a Koyin's thing. Like Teichel. So they say like this. We have a problem. If we donate the half a shekel, that means in all the kabon, all the minchas that are done, communal minchas, for example, the two loaves of bread, or the lechem aponim, we have a chelik in it. Especially the two loaves, we have a chelik in it. And if we have a chelik in it, then it should totally burn the mizbech. Nothing's going to be taken. Our chelik cannot be eaten. Our chelik can be burned in the mizbech. So what are we going to do? Hey, you're not how can be eaten? So they made a mistake because once you give it away, it's no longer yours. It belongs to the base of Migdash. But that was a mistake. That's why they stopped giving, even though Apidin they had to give. And Ben Buchli says, no, Apidin they don't have to give. Well, Ben Buchli came to Chatzchilay Mechayev. Good Ben Buchli Chayev. La Suye Ki Maisi Nami Chaytu. You would have thought since they're not Chayev, maybe they're not allowed to give. They come Aichul Nazara. Maybe if they give machzor shekel when they're chayiv, this is the chiddush by Ben Buchri. This is the Torah telling you that they're allowed to donate to the base. I mean, we would have thought that since they have no inyan of donating, if they donate, it doesn't become kiddush. So what is their coins? Chulin. I mean, in every carbon you have a little part of it. That's chulin. Be a big problem. That's what they would have thought. The ma'isi, the reason why you're allowed to is the ma'isi muscle and litzibur. What happens is they donate and they give it wholeheartedly, like they make it hefker. They wholeheartedly donate it to the base of midrash to the litzibur. Based on this gemara, the homachleik is showing him if a goy is allowed to donate to a shul and if he does ma'isi litzibur, does he? Can you say that he's giving it over completely? He has no chelik in it anymore, or not? Or we don't say that by a goy. Sagami, I would have thought ki zochilu rachmana. I would have thought, yes. When does the Torah say you're allowed to use a sword? Yisrael, the Islahu, Lishch. Because the Yisrael, they pay for it. They pay membership dues. They're for their entitled for the salt. The coin in the last Lishch. Because they give the Shcholim the Lishch. But the coin, who don't have to give Shcholim, Loizach Lachmana, maybe they have no right to use the things of the thing for their own private use. Maybe they're not allowed to use the salt. Kamashlan, they're allowed to. So that's why you need a Pasik. So it's actually telling you that, no, maybe the first pshat that you had, that the salt is on the carbon itself. That's exactly what the pasuk is trying to tell you for koyin. So the Gemara, the Eitzim, the Pshitulei, the Tana, the Mishal Tzibah Minol, when it comes to wood, definitely we're saying it's communal. How do you know that wood is communal? Maybe every person who donates a carbon, the way the Braisa said it, maybe like wood. Who told you? Maybe Taki, your owner, has to donate wood as well. The Tanya, we learned, the Braisa, Yochle, I would have thought you had to bring wood from home, because maybe in the base, it says in the Pasig, that the Kainim should set up the parts of the animal. Al ha'etzim asher ala eish. We're comparing the wood to the mizbech. You have to bring your own mizbech. The base of Midrash. No, ma mizbech mishot tzibur. Af eitzim veish mishot tzibur. Even Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lozer ben Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Lozer ben Shmuel says no. Ma mizbeach shalay nishtamish behedid. The mizbech has to be an ordinary person never used it. Af eitzim. What kind of wood? Veish shalay nishtam behedid. You need for your own personal use. My benayu. What is the chilum going through? Everyone agrees that you can use communal eitzim. What's the difference? Ike benayu chadati. That according to Rabbi Lozer and Shmuel, it has to be brand new wood. According to Rabbi Lozer, but Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't have to be brand new wood. Vatiki lo, you tell me old wood you can't use. According to Rabbi Lozer and Shmuel, but see, we find in when Avdol Melech was thinking about building the Beis Hamikdash, and he's getting back to Aron, it says there, Vayomer Arvona, Arvona said to David, he says, Yikach teig v'yal Adonai Melech. Take whatever you want from here. Look at my beautiful cattle. They're perfect for Kabbana's oil. And the Moirigis, where he had before. And the Moirigis, and the Klei HaBokar, all the different tools used for the cattle. They ate either for wood on his bech. Now, it's being used already. It sounds like it's used wood. And he said, use it on his bech. He's saying wood that was set aside for it, but wasn't used yet. My Moirigis, now we're talking about this, tell me, what is Moirigis? Amar Ula, Mitesh Tarbel. It's a bed called the bed of Tarbel. Nu, my Mitesh Tarbel, what's his bed called the Tarbel? Amar Yudha, Iza de Kukus, it looked like a piece of metal that was shaped like a goat, and very, very heavy, and it had a lot of spikes sticking out of it. The Doshubay Dashsoy, and they used to use that to thresh their fields. And they used to tie it to the back of the oxen, and they used to go ahead and thresh the field, because it was very heavy and had a lot of spikes. I'm going to base my quarter. How do you know that what Pasik is that this Moirigis was meant to be using for threshing? Because then the Pasik, Hine, Samticha, I place you, Lemoireg, Chorut, Chodosh, Bal Pipia, is Todosh, full of sharp points, Todosh, Harim, that you will plow and thresh the mountaintops. So we see from here Moirigis. So that's how we know that there's no rai from here that it's old wood, it could be new wood as well.